Today on Real Radio.
When we're desperate, we're tempted to lie. It comes from unbelief when we're desperate of soul. Unbelief is not having that faithfulness to trust in God. We, in fact, become faithless at that moment. When we lie, we're not trusting God to take care of us.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack Hibbs continues in his topical series on the Ten Commandments. Now, commandment number 9 says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." In other words, you shouldn't lie. We'll see in this study by Pastor Jack that not only is lying a transgression, but it's got to be among the worst because of the far-reaching damage that it causes. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now with more on the 9th commandment.
The very will of God is for righteousness to prevail. When we lie, we are making an attempt to go against the very will of God. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie." That's an awesome verse. You know what that means? Cheer up, get excited about this. God cannot lie. It's impossible. Are there things impossible for God? Yes. He can't sin. Well, you know, how great is your God if he can't sin? Hello? He can't sin. He can't lie. He cannot lie. What God says, nothing but the truth can come out of him. And you trust him. Jesus said that lying has a spiritual DNA in us as humans. Did you know that? John chapter 8, verse 42, remember the Pharisees, the religious rulers of Israel, were attacking Jesus, and they're mocking his lineage. It's quite graphic language, by the way, in John chapter 8. I can't say the word that they used. It's just too inflammatory. But they accused him of being a son of a woman who had no husband. And that's what they accused Jesus of. Imagine telling God that to his face. And Jesus said to them, John 8, 42, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech?" Listen to this. "Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do." Boy, isn't that true? Even to this moment. "He was a murderer from the beginning." Really, who did Satan ever kill? He shot Adam and Eve right through the heart with words. Did he not? "And does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." Literally, in the Hebrew or the Greek, Jesus is saying Satan is the father of all lies. There's a spiritual DNA that links us back to our past life before we came to Jesus. It's a sin because, listen to this. It's a sin because it's a human resource that is based upon a falsehood to either protect ourselves or to destroy another, for our own self-interest or the interest of our cooperator. If someone is with us to perpetrate some crime, as it were, be it a crime to abuse someone's name, to gossip or exaggerate about someone or something, or to rob a bank, we are partners in crime when it comes to this thing called lying. And the Bible says that the crime is native to the entire human race. Satan said it. Interestingly enough, I think it's the only truth that ever came out of his mouth, when in the book of Job, Satan said, "Skin for skin, a man will do anything to save his own skin." Is that not true? Think about it. Unless you've been redeemed, unless you have a higher purpose for living, unless you have seen by faith the glories of God that awaits the children of God who follow him, you will sell out. And Satan knows it. And one of those things is to tell a lie. Do you remember Peter? Peter said 3 times, "I swear, I do not even know the man." Why? To save his own skin. David lied in the Bible over and over again. Did not King David lie? And yet, thank God, in his repentance, the Lord says, this is a man after my own heart. So tonight, maybe you're a big fat liar tonight, and you say, there's no hope for me. And God would say to you tonight, you just repent of that sin, and you come and follow me, and you'll be a man or woman after my own heart. What an awesome God we have. Genesis 3, verse 1 says, Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more cunning or subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, it always amazes me that a snake back in those days talked and Eve thought it was nothing wrong with it. Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the tree, of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Lie! Do you ever see Princess Bride, the movie? Liar! If you've not seen the movie, you don't know what I'm talking about. You got to see the movie. Liar! You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And the story goes on. Eve says, that's what I want to be like. I want to be like a God. She was deceived, and Adam said, honey, you're such a hottie, I'm going to go wherever you go. I mean, you're my girl. She was only one, but where are you going to go? Why is lying a sin? Number two, because it attempts to justify a wrongful act. Lying is a sin because it attempts to justify a wrong. When are people most prone to lie? When they're busted. Why do you think they invented lie detectors? Because somebody got busted and they wired them up. Man, I got to tell you something. I can only tell you so much about this. If I tell you the truth, I'll have to kill you. In Israel, I've met people who are profilers, and they are living, breathing, walking lie detectors. It was awesome. They can look at you, they can talk to you. And I understand that, like, for example, the CIA, Homeland Security, DHS, they have the same kind of thing going on. But it's funny how many of our people have gone to Israel to be trained. They have a way, and it's top secret. They have a way. Anybody talking to you? Hey, so, hey, how you doing? You know who you're talking to. Hey, so what's up? And they have all this stuff they've been trained to look for. And if a human can detect a liar, imagine God when we're going, yeah, you know what, man? It was the best ever. It was so amazing. And we're thinking, it was really, really wasn't that hot, but I'm just going to make, you know, it was. And God goes, it wasn't that big of a deal. Or you get caught. Little kids with the hands in the jar. And they're amazing because they have the hand in the jar. They have crumbs around their mouth. Are you eating those cookies? And they go, no. No. What's your hand in? How did that happen? Isn't it amazing? That shows you even that we are not only related to Adam and Eve, but that we've come from God. It's amazing. We are tempted to lie to justify a wrong. Genesis 3:8. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And God among the tree, in presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden, verse 9. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said, where are you? No doubt getting to provoke, having Adam maybe provoke or offer up a confession. So he, Adam, said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And the Lord said, who told you you were naked? Why have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? And then the man said, listen, Why is lying a sin? Because it attempts to justify wrongful act. And the man said, it's that woman you gave me. She gave me from the tree and I ate. Verse 13, and the Lord said to the woman, what's this you've done? And the woman said, it's that stinking snake you made. Look, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Adam goes, it's that woman, God, you get her. And the woman says, don't blame me, it's that snake. And the snake's like, you see the blame? You're busted, you lie. It's very serious. Why is lying a sin? Obviously, I cannot cover all of the reasons why. These are the main reasons, though. This is the source of things that flow out. Thirdly, because it attempts to deceive with intent to control. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. Why would someone lie about something? With an intent to control a situation or a belief or a perception of others. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold possessions. Now watch this closely. They sold their possessions. And he kept back part of the proceeds. No problem. His wife also, being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. No problem. All is well. No problem. They didn't even have to do this. But they did. But Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? I mean, you sold it for $500,000. That's your business. Praise the Lord. But here's what it's saying. They sold it for $500,000. They kept back $250,000, but they told everybody they gave $500,000. Why would they do this? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You've not lied to men, but to God. And when Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last, that means he dropped dead. So, listen. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things, I bet. And the young men arose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later that when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, I'm sorry, but I see her walking in with a fur coat and rings and, hey, man, so what's happening? All this bling, you know, going on. Oh, man. And Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed to test the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. And then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her out and buried her with her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things. I bet you. No, nobody lied in church for a long time after that. Wow. Yeah, we gave $1 million to the church. Yeah, we're cool. And you gave $1.50? Why would you do this? To attempt to deceive with the intent of controlling a view or an atmosphere or an event or whatever. This is dangerous stuff. It could happen at work. It could happen in church. It could happen in family. It could happen anywhere. Happened in school? Did you thus and so? And we lie against that or lie about that? Lying is a sin, misleads with the intent to control. Proverbs 6:16 says, these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are abomination to him. Verse 17, a proud look, that is a conceited look, arrogant. A lying tongue. And hands that shed innocent blood. Wow, that's a big one. Hands that shed innocent blood. You say, wow, that's horrible. Any hands that shed the blood of someone who cannot defend themselves, God says, I hate that. And God says, I also put that in the camp of murder. I put it in the camp of lying. You and I live in a culture of lying. We have programs. I think it's called Lie to Me. We have things. It's vogue to lie. Can you trick somebody? Can you lie? Can you do this? And all the stuff that's going on. It's gotten even kind of cute in a sense where you can get punked. Or you can get, you can see how far you can push somebody or something to the extreme, which causes damage, hurt, or pain. Number two is this, the ninth commandment. Where does lying come from? Where does it come from? God didn't invent it. It comes from man's heart. Where does lying come from? It comes from the deepest part of us as human beings. And we need to resist it. Every one of us have been, will be, tempted to lie at some point in time. It comes from the deepest part of us. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That sounds very offensive unless we begin to scrape below the surface and we begin to realize that when God says this is a lie, it does not allow for white lies. What is a white lie anyway? I don't even know. What's a white lie? Wasn't very big. It's a very sensitive thing. Luke 6:45 says, Jesus said that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. Think about that for a minute. You may say, well, that's not my problem. But you know what? When's the last time you had your heart really challenged? Have you ever had that happen? You know what I'm talking about? For example, if you have a temper problem and no one's upset you lately and you think you have victory over your temper, I have victory over my temper. Why? The truth is no one has upset you lately. Do you hear me? You're quiet in here. But when somebody comes up, I saw one of the greatest examples of a man controlling his temper. I'm telling you right now, I can say it because there's a statute of limitations on this. It had to be 30 years ago. It was at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. Do you guys all remember Justin Alfred? Justin Alfred, remember Big Justin? And he was a pastor on staff there, and there was this very, very violent, mean man, and he was removed from the grounds because he was being very, very bad. And we saw this happen, and we were standing there, and the police came, and they took this bad guy and put him right on public property. So 2 inches away is church property, and the guy's standing right there, and the police told him, you cross that line, you're gonna be arrested. And he's cussing and screaming and all this stuff. And Justin Alfred, he is the size of a mountain. And he, I can tell you, he has a temper. And he's standing there, and the guy can bench, Justin, I forget. Justin, last time I talked to Justin, he had benched 400 and some odd pounds. He's massive. The guy, and this guy's going, you know what, you big idiot, you stupid Christian. And he's poking Justin Alfred in the chest. And Justin Alfred's standing on church property, and the guy's finger keeps going over onto church property, hitting Justin Alfred like this. Boom, boom, boom. And Justin, just his face just red, red. And I remember going, we were with some friends. Richard Cimino was there, if you know who Richard is up north. I said, I don't know who said it, but one of us said to each other, watch this. Justin is going to take that guy down. Watch this. And he never did. He just stood there, boom, boom, getting hit, boom, boom, like that, in the chest with the guy's finger. That's incredible, amazing control. You don't know if you're making victory unless it's tested. So, in an adult sense, if your hand's caught in the cookie jar, what are you gonna say? You don't know if you're having victory over lying unless you're tested. When your boss says, how long did it take you to do that job? Oh, 8 hours, man. And it took you 3? You see? This is critical. What do you do? Very serious. God doesn't take this lightly. James 1:26, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is in vain or useless. Where does lying come from? Number two, it comes from a desperate soul. When we're desperate, we're tempted to lie. It comes from unbelief when we're desperate of soul. Unbelief is not having that faithfulness to trust in God. We, in fact, become faithless at that moment. When we lie, we're not trusting God to take care of us. Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he'll bring it to pass. If we don't trust him, we will lie. Example, police officer pulls you over. And you say, officer, I don't, what's wrong? You were speeding. Oh, moi? Oh, I'm sorry, my speedometer must be broke. Or I didn't know I was lying. I mean, speeding. Listen, you're busted. The Lord sent the cop to pull you over. Did you know that? You say, I don't believe that. Read Romans 13 and weep. God says he's ordained the cop to pull you over. And the Bible says, don't resist him. You receive that ticket. Thank you, officer. Give it here. Lay it on. I mean, don't do that literally. He might give you more than what you deserve. But listen. Officer, I'm not going to try to talk my way out of this ticket. I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't even realize how fast I was going until I saw your light come on. Then I looked. I'm guilty. To resist is to lie. Imagine if police officers got to deal with that today. In fact, you know what? All around town, for that matter, all around L.A., Orange, San Bernardino County, Riverside County, you can't go anywhere without seeing this church's sticker on the back of people's windows. It's a sad day if you see a car going down the street with a sticker on the back of the car and red lights following it. Hey, pull over, man. We got a high-speed pursuit. Turn on the TV. And it's got our sticker on the car. Pull over, man. Oh, what a witness. It comes from a desperate soul. Lying comes from a desperate soul. It also comes from an insecure life.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio. In a study that takes a look at number 9 of the 10 commandments, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. It's a pretty hard look into the far-reaching damage that's caused when we commit the transgression of lying. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. It's part of Pastor Jack's topical series on the 10 commandments, as found in Exodus chapter 20, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, you might be thinking about going through this topical series by Pastor Jack once again, or maybe two or three times again, or maybe you just missed a few parts here and there. Well, here at Real Radio, we offer this series on the Ten Commandments on an MP4 DVD for the price of just $25. But for the month of May, this MP4 DVD is yours for a gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. Now, of course, an MP4 DVD means that you can view the series on your computer or right there on your smartphone. So again, that's Pastor Jack's entire 13-part series on the Ten Commandments for your gift of any amount to the outreach of Real Radio. How do you get yours? Well, visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And you'll see right where to point and click. realradioactive.org. If you'd like to call, the number is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.